I want to move on because yesterday we were talking about fraud, and more fraud. And the situation is that it's getting worse and worse, the amount of people that are getting communications. And all of the communications that are coming to mobile phone, are coming to emails as well. I told you that I got one over the weekend from a bank that I don't even have an account with. And again, last evening I was sitting down working at the kitchen table at home and I got an email which was looked very regular email that you would get. And all of a sudden I said, I smell a rat in here. And at the exact same time, and I'll give it to you now here, it was 1911 on the phone, a text arrived into my phone which said, AIB and two dots, due to unusual activity, your card has been placed on hold. Please visit AIB-onlinesecurity.com and follow the on-screen instructions to reactivate. And I did say to Joan last night, we really have to do something about this fraud crack that's going on, because there are people getting caught left, right and centre, and these people are basically thieves, online thieves that are stealing from us. I'm joined on the line by Deputy Mairead Farrell, who is the Sinn Féin's person, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, South Mayo, and she's called for a plan to tackle fraud and scams following a massive increase in the crime. And you must have been listening to us last night somewhere, Mairead, because that was a conversation we had. But what can be done? Because these are very creative people that just continue to steal.
Well, it's interesting on what you said there. I got something similar. I got that exact same text actually, pretending to be AIB, and I am not an AIB customer, and I had just done some unusual activity because I'd been away, so I was using the card in a different country, and it was that moment the text came in. And had it been my own bank, I probably would have thought for a second, oh wait, it probably is frozen, you know. So these things are very sophisticated, and we can see from the figures that it's just increasing massively. So Piers Doherty, my own colleague, he had put in a parliamentary question and got figures back that this kind of account takeover fraud increased by 560% since 2019. So we know that all these types of frauds are becoming, you know, first of all, increasingly common, but second of all, they're becoming really clever. And like we heard Alice's story, we know like the lengths that it went to get to participate in that fraud. So it is really, really serious. Yeah. Now, in 2020, there was a report done, right, the Hamilton report, and it said what we need is actually a multi-annual plan to tackle this, because obviously with the way things are going in terms of our phones, in terms of using the internet and all that kind of thing, these things are going to become increasingly sophisticated and they're going to become more common, as we can see. So they said there needs to be a plan by government. Now, that report was published 2.5 years ago. That there is no such plan at this point. Now, this isn't the first time. I mean, I can't remember if I spoke to you about this, Keith, but in December, there was a huge issue with scams. Now, it seemed to be hitting Dublin more, but I'd been contacted by a young couple where the partner they just got engaged had saved €4,000 towards, you know, the wedding and all those things. And he got scammed on a night out. He had given his mobile phone over because the taxi driver told him that he couldn't, his Google Maps wasn't working or whatever it may be, and he got scammed at €4,000. And these things, you know, are happening to people. I'd raised it in the Dáil at the time, and there was quite a bit of media coverage about that whole scam at that point. And it's really shocking that we have to wait to another scam and another victim, you know, going out publicly and saying, like, this has happened to me. This is how complex it's been that, you know, we're talking about it again. But there really needs to be a way to tackle it. Now, one of the things the banks are saying and have been calling for themselves is that there's like a national fraud shared database between the banks and the Gardaí. So they've been calling for that for some time. So there's some kind of oversight as to, you know, like I would imagine, not that I'm an expert on this, but you would imagine that like there's certain groups of individuals or whatever it may be who are doing this and finding different ways to do it. So like, you know, that kind of information sharing can only really be of benefit. And then, to be honest, there's the other thing is at the moment that there's no regulation. Like, for making these kind of companies pay out if you're frauded. So we've seen what happened with Alice in terms of Revolut, that there isn't that kind of regulation at the moment. That's something that's coming in the north. We should look at that regulation that's coming in through the north, see how we can maybe put it here. There's also say like the social media platforms and that, you know, they need to look at how they're tackling it too.
But I mean, quite simply, I mean, the email address that I give you out there and this morning, and I had a colleague check it for me, was aab-onlinesecurity.com. Nothing to do with AAB, by the way. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But this morning at 18 minutes past 8:18 this morning, that was we were blocked getting into it. But somebody took action on that in the last 24 hours and shut that .com website down. But the companies that own .com and .ie and .everything else, they need to react quicker. When a site comes in like that, that should be shut down immediately. That's one way of doing it.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, there needs to be serious oversight and like an actual targeting of this. Because as I said to you, last week I was away and I did use my card in like what you would see then as an unusual way. You know what I mean? So when I got that text the moment I did it. And had I been AIB, I would have assumed that like, yeah, AIB contacted me, you know, to say this has been unusual. Obviously, again, as you know, we both said it has nothing to do with AIB. But the reality is, if it's that, where now, I don't know, is that coincidence or how that worked, but it was literally that second. So like it was one of those things that had it been my own bank, I would have 100% thought, oh my God, this is my bank telling me that, you know, there's something wrong with my card and that, you know, I would have, you know, fallen for that straight away. Do you know, because you would assume, obviously, because of the timing of it and that kind of thing. So like these things are extremely, like extremely cleverly done. Like, so it 100% needs to be like those platforms need to be looking out for it. As you said, the .com and all that kind of thing. But what we need is, because it is so complicated and because they're doing it so well, we need to look at it every single aspect that we can. So it makes sense for the banks, you know, and the guards to, you know, share that kind of a fraud database. Yeah. The other thing that I would be saying, like, and one of the big frustrations, you know, obviously from what we've heard from Alice, but what I'd heard in that pre-Christmas time when all those people got scammed of thousands of euro, was that with the likes of Revolut, they were going on to, you know, to try and contact someone, and it was a chatbot. And, you know, they felt they couldn't speak to a person and all that kind of thing. And, like, to be honest, now, like, Revolut will say there is a way of contacting people, like, just because, like, they have said this to me and that. But, like, the reality is for most people when they're going on and they're in panic stations, all they can get is this chatbot. They don't know what they're doing. They're in absolute, you know, panic. And I do think that, like, what we need to be looking at is anybody with a banking license needs to make it very, very, like, much easier to be able to contact a direct human being, speak to them. And I mean, in Alice's case, we heard that she literally thought she had been speaking to somebody from Revolut, you know, before that. So it just, yeah, and then you're speaking to a chatbot and the frustration with that. And especially when you're talking about thousands of euro, people's life savings, you know.
But when you heard what Alice had to say yesterday, that she believes that Andrew, this Irish-speaking person, was artificial intelligence created, the accent and all created, targeting her from there. And she's an educated person and she's young and educated and all that, but she got caught. And then I took a call from a lady after the programme yesterday, a lady that I know. And she said, please don't tell anyone. But she got hit and she'd be an OIP, so she would. But she was trying to do a favour for one of her family, thought, I'll do this in relation to a phone that went missing. And she got caught for 2,000 euro and doesn't want her husband or her family. She just feels an eejit, in her words, not my words, an absolute eejit she felt like.
Well, I totally understand that, because I think we all, you know, we all feel like that, like when these things happen. But the reality is they are actually just so well done now.
No, they're
that,
so
like,
well done.
You know, we can all get caught. And it's the kind of thing often, like, I know there was the whole thing with the eFlow, wasn't there? There was a text going around, because I got that as well. Yeah. I'd obviously gone up and down to Dublin, so I do have, you know, eFlow account, you know? And I thought to myself, oh my God, did I not pay it? Did something happen? Yeah. And it was, and I did think about it, but it actually, my sister is always worried that we're all going to get scammed. So every time she hears of a scam, she puts it into the family WhatsApp group. So thankfully to my sisters, although it can be annoying when she tells us about every single one of them, she's dead right, because sometimes you just need to be spreading the word when you hear these things. And I'd remember then she had told us that there was an eFlow scam going around. But it is like, they're so well done at this point that, like, all of us could fall for Absolutely. It. As I said, you know, like me getting that text after having used my bank card in an unusual way, you would 100% think immediately if it was your bank, oh no, like there is an issue. You know, you wouldn't go and think, oh, I might try my card again and see if there isn't, you know.
We had a situation yesterday where somebody said that they were getting texts from an 086 number. And they went to ring the 086 number back, but they decided not to in case their phone was going to be affected. But they actually rang, it was a Bank of Ireland scam, same as the B one from yesterday, a Bank of Ireland one, but they said they actually rang, they got through to a lovely young man in the call centre. And basically the young man in the call centre said that he could look through and say, yes, it was us that sent the text, because we have to send a text to you because we thought there was a problem on your account because someone was trying to hack into it and all of that type of stuff. But it came from an 086 number and they blocked it. And they said to themselves, it's very confusing. I mean, maybe the bank should just pick up the phone and ring and say, look it. But sure, then people say, who are you?
And, but sure, then do you believe that either, yeah?
I don't know
it's
anymore.
It's gotten to that point, really, you know?
But God be with the day someone would knock on the door and they'd be trying to sell you encyclopedias, you could run them, or they'd ring you on the phone and you could run them. But now they're actually getting into the heart of your phone, into your messages, into your WhatsApps. And they're really...
I know, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, in some ways you kind of think, okay, so if your bank or whatever it may be contacts you, you can, or, you know, if you got a call or whatever it may be, you'd be like, rather than using the link that they text you, or if they ring you, that you say, okay, no problem. Well, I'm going to ring, you know, the Merview branch or whatever and check it out. Or I'll ring you back, but I'll ring you on the number that comes up on the website, and I'll discuss it further there, because I don't feel comfortable now, no offence to whoever it is on the phone, but obviously given all the amount of fraud that is happening, you just have to be extra careful. But it makes no sense to me at this point, when it is increasing as much as it is, when we have that Hamilton report that said we need a multi-annual plan, that we aren't going in that direction. And I think it's something that we do need to look at urgently, because it is only going to increase. Now, obviously, it makes it difficult because, you know, these things are changing all the time. So obviously, that's an extremely difficult thing to plan for.
Yeah.
But surely there are other countries that do it, you know, probably in a better way than we do at this moment in time, that we can learn from. And also those things that you can be able to talk to somebody that quite easily and straightforwardly, if you feel you're being scammed through whatever thing that has a banking license, whether that be a bank or whether that be the likes of Revolut and that kind of thing. And then also what you need is to have that shared fraud system make sense. The banks are looking at it as well, or looking for it as well with the Gardaí. That kind of thing just makes sense. And then the other thing is, I suppose, for all of us to just try and be as vigilant as possible. But it could literally happen to any single one of us so easily. And you could be tired one day and you're getting a text and you're going, oh no, I better do this. Or when you know you haven't paid your, like, I mean, Alice had said in terms of her, everything kind of came at once in terms of the electric Ireland. You know, her Revolut had been changed, her card had been changed, say, she knew she actually had to pay that bill. And you know yourself, you go, oh no, I meant to do that. I better click into this now and get it done, you know, before I forget again, or that kind of thing. So it is one of those things where, like, we could all fall victim to it very, very easily, but obviously it has serious consequences. And it's, and look, really, people, like, shouldn't feel ashamed, you know, like you were saying, your friend, like, you know, is, you know, but that's obviously a huge thing. I'm glad she was able to talk to you about it and that she'd heard that it happened to other people as well, because it is that kind of thing. Then you feel like you were, you know, the daft one that didn't, you know, look at it or whatever, but, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, it can happen to us so easily.
I mean, I implored her to go to the Gardaí in Murrook and make a statement and that, but she's just so embarrassed by it from there. I do, though, and it's something that you could look at, because you'd have access to it more than I would have, is that, I mean, say that text that came in from whatever number it was purporting to be AIB, and it wasn't, and nothing against AIB at all, please.
Yeah, of course.
But,
no,
you have to put it out there, because their comms people get very excited altogether. But the situation is, surely when one of those texts comes in, surely the networks should be able to shut them down and say, okay, block that number straight away, rather than putting the country through turmoil. If they spot these coming in and they know they're illegitimate and wrong, I mean, at source they should be able to block them. Like, we can block somebody on our phone, so why can't they networks block them?
And all the different networks, like even the social media networks and the different platforms and stuff, need to be looking at how they do it. But of course, at the end of the day, when it is as complicated and so many things are coming out, and it has, like, you look, it is very difficult. But that's why we kind of do need to have, like, an kind of a government approach on it, like that it looks at it in a like over a number of years about how we can actually tackle it, because it is complicated. What we need is everybody working together on it, you know, because it can't just be put down to, like, at the moment in some ways it's being put down to the individual to know whether it's it's a scam or not, which isn't working, obviously.
Okay, but I have a contract. Say we have a contract with the telephone provider. We have a contract with the telephone provider. They have a duty of care to us to try and stop this. I mean, do they want to be held accountable, or they should be held accountable for what is delivered to my phone? And if it's spam and if it's going to cost me money, that operator, I'm sorry, they won't like to hear it, but they should be held responsible. They should be 100%. It's their network. It's their phone. We're paying for it on a monthly basis. We have a contract. So hang on a second, guys. Stand up and take responsibility for these scams that are hitting our phones and stop them.
But you see, then there's the other aspect of also, like, the banks or whatever you're using, if that money is coming out of your account and it's fraudulent activity, should they be liable to cover at least some of it, you know? I think that needs to be looked at as well. I know that legislation is coming in the north. We need to be looking at it down here as well.
But I know of friends and others, family that have been scammed, and the pillar banks, the three, which would be Bank of Ireland, AIB and Permanent TSB, have been absolutely impeccable when it comes to stopping them and reversing them and all of that. I mean, one of our own people got scammed from a tickets point of view. The bank was impeccable, and they had it done and solved within 5 working days. So the pillar banks seem to be able to do it. The Revolut needs to up their game on it. But I think that those that are allowing these scams to come into our phones and computers, they're the ones that should be held accountable. Deputy Maurice Farrell, we're not going to sort it today, but thank you so much for joining us and letting me vent the way I did. Congratulations to Edele Madden from Mullia. She's a qualifier for the Ardalan competition, and their wedding fair taking place this coming Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you want to go along, it's all free of charge, but if you want to go along, give Zara a call on 091-519-703 from there. So there you go. By the way, I got a call from somebody also yesterday. Yesterday was kind of a dark day for a lot of people. I don't know why, but I got a call from somebody yesterday who wasn't feeling the May West at all. They were not feeling good. So I promised I would pop in to the Port Clare's on my way home and light a candle. But when I went into the church, I went into the Port Clare's church yesterday. I didn't want to bother Sister Colette and the crew in there. Just I decided not to. But I went in to say a prayer for them in the Port Clare's. I have great faith in them in the Port Clare's, really and truly, going back for a long, long number of years. But there was no candle to light in there, but there was a candle lighting in there. So I just said a prayer for the person in there. But it was so serene. I nearly didn't want to leave it and go back into reality again. It was just so beautiful. It was about 3:15. It was serene, it was very quiet, and the buzz of the city wasn't buzzing. It was just quiet, just very quiet. So there, if you're passing by, go in and say a prayer, but you can't light a candle anymore.
Galway Tour, in association with Tesco. Find our award-winning Irish ranges in store and online at tesco.ie.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.
Yeah, well, Helen joins us from Evergreen. Morning to you. How are you today? Thanks for joining us today. We have quite a bit in today. Warm weather bringing people in, or are they staying out?
Yeah, a little bit more than what I would have thought. You know, with hay fever this morning and people are going on their holidays.
It's very high today.
There's people in distress now this morning, I tell you.
Really?
And then the heat is exhausting you. And then people are preparing for their holidays.
Mm.
People around town getting some drinks and buying bits and pieces and, you know, new shorts, new gunas, new sandals.
Are you off shortly? Are you buying for yourself? Somebody was onto us and they're doing a bit of travelling soon and they find that their IBS has flared up again and getting very nervous about it now. Is there anything that I can try to settle my tummy quickly? IBS is a very serious problem.
Yeah, it's a common one, and it's like unfortunate because your IBS causes kind of anxiety and then the anxiety causes your IBS. And the individual symptoms, depending on the person, can be different. But mostly I would say maybe in this concern is probably bloatedness, maybe discomfort, maybe gas, maybe kind of a loose bowel. And you know, when you're traveling, you don't know where the next bathroom is, and there's a lot kind of going on there. So the biggest thing initially would be watch your triggers. So, you know, the usual coffee, tea. A lot of my customers come in with IBS, that's come in after a day of cake, like the fats and the sugars just don't digest properly and don't kind of upset the tummy. So watch them for a little bit. And then what I would do is a thing called activated charcoal, not the one you put on the barbecue. It comes from like, just in case. So what it is it comes from heat over coconut shells, but it's really porous. So it absorbs all the gases. It absorbs like say particles and then just pass them through. So it's a really handy one and everyone reacts to it differently. So you might be a couple of capsules or maybe three or four, but it's a really good first aid way to settle the tummy when you have, you're on the go and you want to kind of absorb the gases. And of course, your probiotics.
When you say absorb the gases, do you mean the flatulence?
And yeah, wind and discomfort and any kind of particles. So it's like a whole big porous thing that absorbs everything and kind of moves it out. It's like a, and people kind of find it really good, like diarrhea as well. It's really good on the go. And it's basically like, you know, just for relief of the symptoms. And then you throw in the probiotic and most of them now, you know, you don't have to refrigerate them. There's one of the probiotics that has a yeast, which is a probiotic, not a bacteria, called Saccharomyces boulardii. And that's really good for occasional diarrhea. So a lot of, you have a few little things you can pack with you or start a few days before you go, just to kind of give you a bit of comfort and so you can relax a bit and enjoy the lead up, because that's half the crack. Like.
It is half. Well, it's most of the crack. I'm exercising more. I have smoothies most day and I don't really know what to add after frozen berries and a banana. What would be a good juice to add as well? Don't overdo the smoothies though.
People love a smoothie. You know when they're in the morning, because it's fresh in the morning and there's like blenders everywhere and there's ideas for smoothies in every paper, magazine and online, and you think they have to be putting everything into it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I have to put kale into it now and put this and spinach. And you're like, you don't have to. You don't like it, don't put it into it. So freeze the bananas because that'll make it a lot more creamy.
Freeze them?
Yeah. So if you chop them up and freeze them and then take them out as you need to, it actually makes it creamy and more and thicker. And then juice-wise, I like that because the juice, like we have really good, like say vegetable juices like beetroot, and people love beetroot juice.
Okay. It's,
because it opens up your blood vessels, helps relax blood vessels, so you have better blood flow, you have better energy levels, iron, magnesium, potassium. People are a bit, I think a lot of people would have buy the beetroot juice because they hear it's really good for everything. And then they leave it in the cupboard because it's like, why would I drink that? But most of them have a little bit of apple juice in them. Most of them have a little bit of lemon juice in them. So, and you don't have to drink a whole bottle, like half a glass full, top up your smoothie. What you can also do is cherry juice. That's another one. Antioxidants, so you have good for the joints. So you're talking, if you're doing a little bit of training and exercise, you want to have maybe inflammation in the joints. You want to have maybe extra energy. So your cherry juice, your beetroot juice. And also with the smoothies, it's really important to make it sure it fills you up. Throw a bit of psyllium husks in there, a bit of protein in there. Just stuff. It's to do you for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
So make sure that's what you're aiming for.
And bulk it out.
Bulk it out.
Flax seeds and what you say?
Yeah.
Flax seeds?
Flax seeds, chia seeds, psyllium seeds. And just go, they're nice and reasonable price point wise. And just go with the flow. And you won't get it right straight away. But go with the blend and mix it up every day. And look forward to it in the morning.
All right. My son's home from college after exams and his acne has flared up. He's very self-conscious about it. What can I do to help? Very little, but you have some solutions, though.
Yeah, like we get that a lot. Just, you know, with stress and post-exams, say stress during the exams, post-exam, then you come down from after it. The diet hasn't been great. You're not sleeping really, really well. And the parents want to help them out. And also these hormones, when you're stressed, they kind of make your body overstimulated and they produce more oil, which basically blocks pores and causes pimples. So kind of mom comes in or the students comes in saying, listen, I've got a couple of months off. I want to see if I can help to kind of heal a little bit and do what I can do over the summer months to help fix. So usually body washes, face washes, creams, they'll have witch hazel, which is cheap, even by itself. It's a toner. It's an anti-inflammatory. This is a thing called salicylic acid, which basically is a really good for a little slight kind of exfoliation. So it'll kind of help kind of clear up the pores a little bit and any blockages and get circulation going. And then internally, zinc. Zinc will help with skin and help with hormone balance. And also maybe a bit of sulfur can help. Okay. So we have loads of things.
All right. My vitamin B12 liquid is out of stock for a couple of months and I found it great. And does Helen think that the capsules will work as well?
Yeah, like you don't realise how popular something is until you don't have it in stock. Mm-hmm. And every day there's one of our B12, it's a liquid B12, and it's been out of stock for 2 months and everyone's looking for it. And it's good because you're getting good feedback. It's working for them. they're a bit kind of hesitant to maybe go with a capsule because they have this thing where they think the liquid is better absorbed.
Yeah.
But in the advancements in the last couple of years, the formulas from different companies, the form the B12 comes in, because it can be an issue absorbing B12. You can go with capsule. I've traded customers over from liquid to a capsule form, and they've had really good results. However, as I say this, I was walking past the delivery yesterday, and the liquid B12, the really popular one, is back in stock now. So everyone can go back on their B12, because the feedback was really good in it for energy and my boss Aideen. Like, she used to always call B12 her memory tablets. So for energy and memory and
good for that, are they?
Blood and, you know, so especially as you get a bit older for absorption. So it's a really good option. And again, if it's working for you, you'll feel the benefit.
Mm.
So it's good to try.
Finally, are pumpkin seeds or pumpkin oil good for the prostate?
Yeah, sure. I've always associated pumpkin seeds with zinc. And zinc is really important for prostate function and with hormone health. And then with your pumpkin seeds, you'll also have antioxidants. You'll also have your sterols, like your plant sterols. So you'll also have your magnesium, your potassium. So the antioxidants really help and the fibers really help for normal prostate health, especially as you age. Mm. So inflammation and for prostate health and urinary tract health. And they're cheap. Because the other nutrients in them are just going to be beneficial to you anyway. So why not try them?
All right. Listen, thanks for popping into us, Helen, today. And if you want to get further details, there's a Helen in every Evergreen store around the city and the county as well. But thanks for popping into us today. Have a good and a safe week and keep packing for the holidays, even if you're not going.
Thanks, Keith. See you soon.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.
Galway Talks, in association with Tesco. Click and collect allows you to collect your order whenever suits you.
All right, good morning to you. Don't forget, by the way, this coming Friday morning, we're going to be coming live from, we're doing Newcastle Busher Park on Friday morning. We're coming to you live from Cree House in Newcastle. So the crew in Cree have let us in to their area. So if you're in and around Newcastle, it's Newcastle Busher Park with some cracking people coming in to join us. Looking for some more, by the way, as well to join us. You can email comments@galwaybfm.ie. That's comments@galwaybfm.ie. Or quite simply, you can call us on 091-770-77 as well. It's going to be a bit of fun in Cree. It really is going to be a bit of fun in Cree. And thanks to Emma and Neil Johnson and all the crew for letting us in there. We won't break anything, I promise you, but we'll see from there. Other comments coming into us today on the programme as well. And Keith, Irish Cancer Society raised importance of early detection during Men's Health Week, so give them a shout out from there. And again, we're looking at other issues that are coming across the desk. Keith, I got one last night saying click for electricity credit from gov.ie and I just delete it. Keith, let's not forget the post office. There's no fraud in there and these people are too quick for us, this caller said. And Keith, ask the government, where's all our money going? And don't mind about the Amazon forests. They're all chopped down to provide cheap beef, this caller said. Tomorrow on the programme, by the way, we're looking at a young woman diagnosed with leukaemia and she shares her inspiring story with us. And it really is an inspiring story. And Galway residents are asked to report hedgehog sightings. That's a University of Galway report that we're looking at. Jerry Murphy joins us tomorrow for motoring as well on the programme. And we have JobSpot as usual. The Irish Cancer Society join us as well in relation to Men's Health Week. And Network Ireland Galway is delighted to announce the much anticipated annual Network Ireland Galway Awards as well. So we're getting to all of those on the programme. Some of the other comments coming into us today. And again, the text line is a busy one for us as well. And you're on your texts today, I have to say. But Keith, in relation to fraud, it's about time something was done, this caller said. It's absolutely crazy what's going on. And Keith, I was scammed out of a lot of money recently because I answered the phone to somebody I shouldn't have. And they scanned me. Keith, I'm a 57-year-old woman who is having trouble sleeping at night. Could you please ask Helen, what could I take? I've tried a lot, Keith. But do you know what to do? Pop into Helen. She's in Galway Shopping Centre there. If you want to give her a call, do pop in there. And hi, Keith, Sean from Athenry. I was scammed out for 10,500 from my internet bank account was hacked on the 24th. Thank God my bank texted me to say that there was an unusual transaction on my account. I had to change all my details and set it up again. Thanks to the bank, though, I got it all back last week. And thanks to the bank, they were very, very helpful. Yeah, that is what the problem is from there. Very, very helpful. Yeah, I'll take that straight away. And also today, Keith, I was also scammed, and it's terrible. Now, Daniel Cohen hopefully will be joining us shortly, and he wrote a piece of music dedicated to foster children of foster parents throughout Ireland. Hailing from Galway, Daniel Cohen is a pop singer who's had a very distinctive style and released 5 songs today. His new track is called Kevin Costner, and it's a tribute to the film star who felt like a father figure to Daniel throughout his childhood. The song is dedicated to foster children and foster parents throughout Ireland, an experience Daniel is very familiar with. And this is the piece of music.
I want to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. I want to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift.
All the young actors, they want Yellowstone. 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 He makes movies about heroes, and that's the job that he does best. He's got Oscars and an Emmy. He's better than all the rest. Solid and reliable.
I want to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. I want to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. You always were my father figure. In the States, there's no one slicker. Dance is the one that no way out. Super film, there is no doubt.
The Untouchables, The Field of Dreams, Man of Steel, and Robin Hood. Bodyguard, For the Love of the Game. All these films, they like they should. Open Range, The Guardian, 13 Days, and Draft Day. Hidden Figures, The Highwaymen, Tinker, all has their say.
I
want
to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. I want to thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. You always were my father figure. In the States, there's no one slicker. Dance is the one that no way out.
All the young actors, they want Yellowstone. 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 He likes horses, he likes music, and spending time up on his ranch. He's humble, not a stumble. I watch his movies any chance. Solid and reliable. Solid and reliable.
I wanna thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. I wanna thank you, Kevin Costner, for giving me the greatest gift. You always were my father figure. In the States, there's no one slicker. Dance is the one that no way out. Super film, there is no doubt.
Young actors, they want Yellowstone. All the young actors, they want Yellowstone. All the young actors, they want Yellowstone. All the young actors, they want Yellowstone.
That's a very catchy bit of music, so it is. Daniel Cohen, he grew up in children's homes and orphanages in Galway, and Kevin Costner seemed like the perfect dad to him in the absence of his own parents. And he sent him a baseball and Schlitter for him to sign, thinking that he never would. He sent it back to him, signed with a lovely note, and that inspired my song. He didn't have to do that, and it meant the world to me. And even now in adulthood, I think the world of Kevin Costner. And the song there talks about Costner's films and the most that left an impression on me growing up. I want to dedicate this single humbly to all the foster children and foster parents out there in Ireland. I know the number of are growing slightly, but I like to think opportunities are better now for children coming into the care system. The single officially launches this week, and Daniel would love to have the opportunity to chat about his music. So we gave him the opportunity to chat about his music, but he ain't answering his phone today, so we'll just leave it at that. As part of the National Leakage Reduction Programme, the mains repair works may cause supply disruptions in Lurgan Park and surrounding areas in Galway City. Works are scheduled to take place daily from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. from the 12th of June to the 16th of June. We recommend that you allow 2 to 3 hours after the estimated restoration time for your supply to fully return. Please take note of the following reference numbers and enter it into the search bar if you want wish to return for an update, and you give me a flipping thing there that I can't read out to you. Mains repairs also have caused supply disruptions to New Avenue, Chantilly Place, Rahun Road, Chantilly Road, Monsels Road, Monsels Park, the nurseries Aberard West, St Mary's Park and surrounding areas in Galway City, and a traffic management plan is in place for the duration of the works. That's very complicated, but if you're out of water, I'm sure you understand exactly what we're saying there, but they will be back this evening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning in the programme, Jerry Murphy will be here. What will he be driving? The guess is, I don't know, to be honest, but he'll be with us tomorrow morning, just after at about 25 past 10 from there. And don't forget, in association with the Ryan family and all in the Ardalan Hotel, and their wedding showcase taking place this coming Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. we're giving you a chance to win each and every day and be a qualifier for that one night stay in the bridal suite. You can get further details though by ringing Zara on 091 519 703, and Zara will look after you from there. Keith, I also grew up in Carra Park, and I want to wish Ken the very best of luck as he retires. And Keith, I think the footbridge should be named after Mick Molloy in Uachtarard. And Keith, why is there no water in Chantilly? I've just told you. There's main repairs works going on in the area, and water will be back, but it will be later in the day. But it will be back, and leave 2 hours for your tanks to fill. That's it for today. We do hope that you enjoyed our programme. We're back to you live from Studio One tomorrow morning. Nice and air-conditioned and nice and cool. Enjoy the rest of your day. It is going to be very humid and very warm out there, and very warm as well tonight. Really and truly is. John Morley produced. Siobhan took your comments. So we'll join you live from Studio One tomorrow morning for Wednesday's programme. Have a good and a safe Tuesday. Stand by. Roland is next from Studio Two. And he's with you right through to 3 o'clock and then onwards throughout the day. Do stay tuned to Galway BFM. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow just after the 9 o'clock news.
Galway Talks, in association with Tesco. Find our award-winning Irish ranges in store and online at tesco.ie.